We back.
Welcome episode back.
Who's that?
Episode 24.
Yes, it is true indeed.
Coffee, blunts, and donuts. We back. Cheers.
Am I coming through on the microphone? See, T runs the board, so it's like,
yes,
you're getting better at it day by day.
All set. Let me press the right button. Oh, you can't hear it. You can't hear it. Well, welcome back to Coffee, Blunts, and Donuts. We are back. It's your girl, Natasha Tamara.
It's your boy, ITS, a.k.a. Gas Daddy, a.k.a. East Coast Snoopy, a.k.a. so many a.k.a.s. Just like to smoke, but smoke, we'll smoke.
We're coming at you with rich, well-rounded discussions from a higher perspective. Welcome back. Shit. Welcome back. We took a little hiatus. We took a little break.
But, you know, we're allowed that after 23
episodes.
That's
the beauty of, you know, being your own boss, having your own podcast, doing your own thing. If you want to take a break, we'll take a break, okay? So that's what we've been doing.
And boy, oh boy, has so much been going on. It's amazing.
So much has been going on.
It's amazing.
Obviously, we can start just, we got the green behind us, gangrene. We back to Title Town. Celtics.
Oh, the Celtics won the championship.
Celtics won the championship while we were away. Shout out to the Celtics, you know, bringing title 18 back to Boston, Title Town. Never forget, y'all. Never forget all the haters out there that went against every other team but Boston. What did Jason Tatum say? What are they going to say now? What they got to say now? Okay.
I'm not even really a Celtics fan. I'm not going to lie. So. But
I am
shit. The parades, the parties, everything be lit when it happens. So
exactly. And I'm about to
that's
go
what we used to.
Back to back. I'm calling it right now. Back to back championships.
I ain't gonna say all that. You ain't been paying attention to what's going on. There's been a lot of trades.
Listen.
Free agent signing. Oh man.
Well, now everybody's focused on the Olympics. I haven't watched any Team USA games, but
basketball?
Yeah.
Men's not that well. Yeah, all right, they're winning, but that means
well. No, I haven't watched any
team.
Olympic sports coverage anywhere, any of any sort. I've seen the soccer games going on, the football games going on, and everybody cheering Argentina, Colombia. I don't even know who's in it anymore.
Nah,
yeah, I'm like, is that still
Argentina
going on?
Took that. That was what? Euro Cup and Copa America was going on?
Oh, Argentina won?
Yeah, Argentina won.
Oh, okay. Shout out Argentina. Who knew? But yeah, we just been out here enjoying the summertime in Boston.
Right.
We gotta soak up the sun while we can, because you know we don't have it for too long. We got what, one more month of summertime. So we just
there's so much going on. How about ex-presidents getting shot in the air? Why would you laugh at that?
I'm not laughing at him getting shot, but it's the bandage for me, and everybody else wearing the bandage too at his rallies and everything.
Everybody
like,
wearing the bandage is diabolical. Yeah, that's just like
the bandage for me.
Yo, that's like you don't want to say like, yo, that's the new mark of racism.
Right.
But like, you're like, yo, this is, yeah, I got a bandaid on my ear. You know what that means. Like, yo.
Like, yeah, it was a lot. Yo. So he's coming up to his speeches like, I wasn't supposed to be here. It was only by the grace of God, which obviously I don't wish no harm against anybody. I'm glad that he survived and stuff, but.
You're damn right. You think June 6th was something.
Right.
Shit.
January.
Six.
Insurrection
know,
day, okay, right? January 6th.
Yeah. New holiday in the hateful world.
Like, right. Right.
It's crazy. I guess you do gotta you can only laugh at the response to it. Pumping his fist after, like,
yeah, like I survived. I'm out here. This is America. Yeah. This is America.
It's almost like he said, let's go, Brandon. Like, yo.
Right.
He's not playing.
I seen Mark Zuckerberg do an interview talking about, I'm not endorsing anybody, but Donald Trump getting shot and getting back up was a hell of a thing to see.
Yo, he's invincible.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the memes, right away. The 50 Cent one was the best. I don't care.
50 Cent.
Just the one with the wire. Troller. With his head on.
50 Cent's what? A troller. He's a professional troller.
Why is that? You think so?
That's why he loves it. He's good at it. He.
Do you think it's actually him, or do you think he has a team of people that are actually controlling his page?
The way he writes his comments and stuff, it sounds like it's him writing the shit. Like, and the way he be just no filter and just put up whatever, like, you would think that he knows what he's putting up, if not his team. Like, it's not somebody else. It's him putting it up.
Whether certain things get taken down. That's what I'm saying. And I don't see 50 as a, like, put up and take down guy.
Yeah, definitely not. Once he puts it up, it's up there. Like... He don't got nothing to hide. When you don't have anything to hide, supposedly, well, we'll see. You never know. But it seems like he doesn't have anything to hide the way he's 50 Cent trolling everybody. Yo, Diddy calling out everybody. Just when anybody, something happens to them, he's on it.
Nah, I mean, people claim and make the accusations on all of them. You know what I'm saying? All celebrities. And everybody's a human being. Everyone has whatever's going on in their personal lives. But the shit that he's trolling... Like, people should be able to 100% say about themselves, like, yo, that's not in my life. Like, the shit Diddy was doing, that should be like, you should be able to be like, shit, the worst thing that I ever did, that's not that. Like.
But he's not. So much has gone, happened with Diddy and stuff since we first reported that first day.
That shit's swept under the rug now. We're talking about Trump getting shot in the air. Biden, your boy. Your boy
Biden stepped down. He, you know, thought some of his country. Some people call him
Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, he's flipping 81 years old. Okay, he's an old man. Like, this is like what Maxine that Waters guy said, she's younger than said. Him. It's like having to take the driver's license away from your elderly grandparent, your elderly person. Like, you just gotta do it. Like, he's going to harm more people than her help himself. So sit down and just enjoy the rest of your life. Okay, you don't need this pressure. Let somebody else come and do it. Like you just said, as soon as somebody steps up to be the president, they start aging. So, like, the stress just comes on. He doesn't need that.
That's your girl.
Say her name.
You said it like she's so modern. Hold on, wait. Say her name.
Say her name, because you can't fuck it up.
Yo, nah, there you go, yo. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, yeah. Not that's Kamala. Nothing, but you were saying it wrong, just like everybody else right now. Ooh. All the politicians are like, oh, Kamala, whatever her name is. Nobody like, no, Mala, yes, Mala. There is. You can look up the tape. There is a
Mala 2024.
Yes. Yes, there's a freaking politician out there that has. That
this
has
is gonna be like a interesting.
Yeah, November's gonna be real interesting, but
and the sad thing is, it's not official yet. She don't even have enough time to honestly run a real campaign when you're like.
But I don't think that she really needs time right now. Everybody knows that we were in dire situation.
What? No, I think the situation. I think they had a plan in the beginning. Get him back in office, then it automatically would transfer to her if something was to happen to him.
Yeah, well, they didn't think
because it's gonna be tougher for her to win.
We'll see who people running ain't voting. Mate listen, is. What?
There's people that are like in the world that are just not voting in general. And as messed up it is, me different. There's people in the world that won't vote for a woman, but they're especially not voting for a black woman.
Yeah, and it's sad that it's mostly black men.
What the fuck did that come from?
I'm thinking about a lot of black men are supporting the black women and running for leaders. Okay, they're still on Team Trump. You think
they're on Team Trump?
Yes, they are. What do you mean by that? I've seen
like the rappers and stuff that endorse him.
Just I was gonna say just the comments.
Those are all like paid. Come on, they all get paid. Yeah,
no, nobody endorsing anybody, but just regular social media comments and stuff that the things that I see.
Don't
out
believe
there.
The hype. People just like attention on their page.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But
I mean, there's some people that really do support Trump in the aspects, and everyone has the right to vote for whatever works for them.
Exactly.
Like business owners, definitely. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things. It's like shit. Felons right now are hoping he gets in office so that he changes rules for felons. He's a felon now.
Exactly. He's a felon that can run for president, but felons out here can't get freaking jobs. Like, he's going to change that rule? I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think fellas can get jobs now, Tasha. Yeah, yeah.
Not easily. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Kidding. Not out straight out of prison and stuff. As soon as you write that you're a felon, check that box. It's a wrap. So, but they can run for president. So again, rules need to be changed. Rules need to be changed. But there's a lot's gonna go down from now till November. So
Do you think she can win? Is the question.
I think that.
Are you voting for her?
Yes. It's not official yet, but there can be somebody else who comes up and says they're gonna run against her. I don't know, but
yeah, they be saying this stupid shit on the internet. Oh, Michelle Obama.
She's smart enough to know that
is not what she wants to do in life. Like, yeah, right.
She's not doing that. She's been said that.
They're living life. Yeah, they're good. Why do that?
Yeah, and everybody's like, if Hillary couldn't win, why would Kamala win?
Hillary. Could have won?
If Hillary couldn't win, why would Kamala win? Like,
they have something. Nah, they're both women.
Hillary won the popular vote, though. You know.
From where?
From the votes. She won the popular vote, not the electoral, but still.
Who did she run against?
Trump.
Yo, he always gets to run against women. This is not fair. Yo, it's a setup. It's rigged. Mm. The Democrats are like, yo, fuck it.
But now I want to see who you're going to put
in it. But this is also what's crazy about this whole thing is, at least in my life, this is the first time I only seen presidents do one term. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, every Obama president we've seen. Too.
No, Tasha, every president you've seen in your whole life did 8 years straight. And you need 8 years to, like, do shit. The motherfuckers are getting 4 years.
They have 4 year terms.
Trump got 4 years in and didn't get to finish what he started. So you never got to see if it was going to work or not.
They didn't vote him back.
Right, exactly.
So
then Biden came inside to switch shit around. Takes time to do that. Wasting time. Now Trump comes back in trying to reverse and fix shit again. Like, yo, America's going crazy.
And everybody's laughing at us.
A few things are different with him in office. And then, like, a few things are worse. Like, but, like, I don't know. It's also on the brink of World War III. So, like, what the fuck?
All right. I couldn't imagine seeing us in a war right now.
Like, we've been in war since 2002.
Yeah, I know, but it's not here, like, on our land.
It still ain't going to be here, but it's going to, it is here, by the time it gets here,
Civil War or something, I don't know.
You see that lighter? Yeah, you got to stop bringing your own lighter. This is crazy. Yeah,
I got mad coffee buns and donuts laters, and I had about 4 or 5 up here. Where'd they go? I don't know. But go ahead. Lighter jacker. Who knows a lighter jacker in their life? Let me know. Hard to come by. But yeah, no, we're going to see what happens. They're going to have to do another debate.
Who's going to do a debate? That's going to be an argument.
Hopefully, they get to do another debate.
That's going to be an argument. Can you see Trump and Kamala arguing? I mean, debating?
Yes, she's going to come with the facts. And not going to. What's he going to come with? He's going to come with the stories the same way he came.
You're trying to make me sound like a Trump guy. Slow down. Hold on for a moment. You think you're slick. That's not what's going on here. I'm just saying.
You said who you were voting for.
No, I didn't. The fuck? That's another lie. Damn, this is crazy.
That's like Trump. That's what he does. He be just saying stories like, what? You said who you were voting for. I already heard you. I know what you said. The facts. They told me right before I came on the show that you said that. That's what he be saying.
Yeah, I was looking for Justin for a minute. I was just like, yeah, hold on for a minute. You know what? Time out. What the fuck is going on over there? I don't know. We're just smoking in that joint. But
that's good stuff right here.
I don't tell nobody. First of all,
I'm just saying he's going to come on the debate telling stories like he did with Joe Biden. But Joe Biden was just not quick on his feet. He's elderly.
Did you watch the last debate?
Yes, I did.
All right. And then now. Yeah. Nah, fuck this.
All right.
Yo. On a serious note, I can't go to that right now. This is crazy.
Yeah. What are you talking about, dude? We'll see. Nah. We'll see what happens.
Yo, what's up with your boy, Chris Brown?
We're wishing for the best for this country.
What's up with your boy, Chris Brown?
What do you mean, what's up with him?
They beat up him and your Yellow Beezy beat up some fans. Oh, no, getting sued for $50 million. It's crazy to get into a fight on Sunday and get sued on Monday for $50 million.
Not crazy at all. These people know what they're doing. They don't waste no time. Monday morning, they just couldn't do it on Sunday because it was Sunday. Monday morning, I'm calling the lawyer at the meet and greet where he's making all this money. He's gonna lose all the money.
Well, he must have picked up somebody's girl again.
These guys are so sensitive now with these pictures. The conversations that I've had have been crazy. They really have.
Conversations on this. Oh, let's get,
yes, let's, they're talking let's get about. So we're talking about the pictures. The VIP people, they pay $1,000 to take pictures.
What?
Yeah, it's $1,000, but it doesn't come with just the picture. It's like She paid $1,000 for. Exactly. That's what these guys are saying. Hold on. Let me say. It's a sign, like poster. It's some memorabilia. It's the pictures. It's a couple of things.
You wrote his name
in
Sharpie on a piece of paper?
Listen.
And gave her a picture?
That's what you do. The celebrities, your fans. That's, you don't do that anymore.
But wait, does that come with the ticket to the show?
Yeah. And the ticket to the show.
Is that a first, like a front row?
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. But you get the pictures. And if he likes you, he takes a couple pictures. So.
So everyone doesn't get the same amount of pictures.
I mean, they're supposed to, but you know, I've seen a couple pictures, people who've had multiple different pictures, and you could tell that he liked them more. Yeah, but guys are getting upset with their girlfriends and breaking up with them from going to get this done because they're like, why are you paying $1,000 to take a picture hugged up on some nigga, not even Chris Brown, some nigga. I'm like, you know who it is?
To the boyfriend, it gotta be some nigga. To the husband, it gotta be some nigga. Like, first of all, like, it's Chris Brown, it's some nigga. Like, it's another, yo, but hold on, time out.
I
think they're more mad at the $1,000. Fuck the picture. You paid like, yo, $250. You went back
there. Maybe it's just nothing to some chicks that have got that got
okay,
it. Like $1,000 is
that's the
fine,
problem.
What I spend on you.
I seen some of the pictures too, and they're Section 8 queens. So where we go at it. So he's looking at it like, yo, I'm trying to get the baby this and she spent $1,000.
Yeah, that's where you don't have your priorities in order. And I understand that.
To take a picture with her hips wrapped around Chris Brown.
I get that part. But I'm sure that a lot of these cases were not the fact.
Yo, that's the illest.
Like, a lot of these pictures were not.
I ain't gonna lie.
That. I'm sure these people.
Congratulations, Chris Brown. That's the illest.
Yeah, they said that he's making like 800,000 off just VIP.
A show?
No, just off the VIP.
Yeah. Every time at the
night,
show.
Not the show.
Making way more on the show, probably. Yo, that is
800 pictures. But yeah, no. I mean, I would understand.
His arms must get tired because he picked up a lot of chicks, and he's and it's like they all copied the first
girl that did
it. I always
think about what pose I would do with him, but it would be too inappropriate.
You're paying $1,000.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I didn't even get the tickets to his show because it was too expensive. I wanted to. He was just out here.
You were going to pay $1,000.
No.
You done went to Vegas to see somebody before, so you're definitely.
I went to Houston,
Houston
to Beyonce. That's it.
So wait, time out. We're not going to even get
into
the price.
But that was not $1,000.
It don't matter. It don't matter. So to get your picture with Chris Brown, you just basically said, I was thinking about what picture and what pose.
I was thinking about
I
want to
say your whole thing. No. Because you said, I was thinking about what pose I was going to do with Chris Brown. But then I said, oh, no, that's not even like.
It's not appropriate. Because if it went out, like, I wouldn't want people to see me like that. But.
What the fuck? Yo. Christopher Brown is who got y'all wild.
But again, his concert tickets were just too much for even freaking nosebleeds. So I didn't even do that.
What show not to get you tickets to? It is like, yeah,
I'm not gonna go see Chris Brown in
at City
backstage.
At City Winery for 2,500, 18 people. Crazy. Yeah, that's funny.
Let the girls live, okay? That's the only thing. Like, I don't know. Has he done it with a guy? Like, would...
What?
Like a gay guy or something. What if a gay guy pays $1,000? I haven't seen any pictures of him posing like that. Like, I wonder if he denies them. I mean, he you gets have that right.
So fast. He probably shaked their hand in the picture or something. I don't know.
I haven't seen. I think I maybe seen one or two pictures with a guy, but it wasn't like hooked up or anything. They were like posing. They were like high fiving or something. But yeah, I don't know.
You gotta watch what you say in this world. Yeah, you gotta watch what you do. So he definitely can't deny someone because of that thing. But at the same time, he doesn't have to pick him up and do all the other extra shit. Yeah. I bet you the boyfriends ain't arguing. But some of those women are wrong. Some ain't.
I get it.
Some of them like went overboard with the, I mean, like it's, oh, wait, it's Jonathan Majors, Michael Ealy.
Oh yeah, but they didn't show the whole video of that.
Of what?
Of them, Jonathan Majors, Michael Ealy.
It don't matter.
I understand it doesn't matter, but yeah, that was a lot. That was a big. That was a strong embrace for sure.
That was.
If you don't know what we're talking about, what Michael Ealy, light skin, light eyes, fine man.
What
the fuck?
You just said his name. Where does all this come from?
What?
Oh, my fault. Let me let you do your thing.
Did you not just bring it up? Another light-skinned guy. He ran into Megan Good and her boyfriend, Jonathan Majors, out and about. And the video only showed him picking up, saying hello to Megan Good and picking her up and swinging her all around. She wrapped her legs around him. Like, it was a...
Oh, she didn't wrap her legs around him. She, I thought she folded them backwards. She didn't do the Chris Brown.
He picked her up.
Yeah, it was still. I don't know. We used to be on set together a movie or two ago.
But spun her around. It was a whole big hug. And then went on, skipped Jonathan, who was in the middle of her and some other guy, and went and said hi to another dude. But so everybody's like, oh, he shaded him, whatever. But they didn't show the video, the full video. He said hi. Michael Ealy said hi to Jonathan Majors first and then went to Megan Good, but still spun her around, picked her up. I mean,
but the highs were different, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't show much. I'm sure he's not as close to Jonathan Majors as Megan Good, but like.
Yeah,
that's inappropriate. Like, I wouldn't expect if I was with my man and you came up to me, like, we don't even.
She could have done like that. She could have done, yo, chill. Like, she could have did something like that.
He
like,
already grabbed her up. She was like, oh my God, smiles and everything. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do in that situation?
Same thing Jonathan May just did. You didn't see that look? He was like, that look is like any man that seen that look on his face knew what that was. Like, he was cleaning glasses, he didn't even have it in his hand. Like, he was like, he was looking at that bag like, for he was just what was he doing?
Right, that awkward moment.
It's like yo, it's like everyone's gonna say, you're in a whole public setting, mm-hmm. and like, it's different.
Yeah,
it's
So
now, like. People with no value and all that shit, you know what's going to transpire.
People with no value?
Yeah. I ain't going to say no value. That sounds crazy.
If you're like not serious with that person, you're saying?
No. People with nothing to lose. Mm,
like
they're going to crash out.
Like who? Jonathan Majors? Like what's he definitely can't act out right now. What was he supposed to do?
Everything he's already going through,
stuff,
right?
Exactly. All the stuff he's supposed to have
roid rage again.
Yeah, no. Right there. That would have definitely set it off and put more attention to him again.
He already looks crazy.
Yeah.
So
again, there's
that look that was on his face, though, I ain't gonna front. After the look on his face, I was kind of like, well, now you kind of think of his case and you listen to it again. Mm. Could be true. Yeah, he had that, like, could be true.
Yeah, that is tough. Want
to believe you, my man. Them, yo, it's always them dudes with them 1950s looks, yo. It's crazy.
Who are you saying Jonathan Majors has that?
Like, he could definitely be in one of the movies they made today on Martin Luther King. Mm. Him and that other dude, that's in that movie, the one that's in the movie Megan Good.
Oh, the Devils and Black. Yeah,
they got that like old school, like it's crazy.
Oh, man. I haven't seen that movie yet. Everybody's dogging Tyler Perry because
for the movie?
Yeah, have you seen it?
Nah, but hold on, Justin, are you a Trump guy? Let's ask it.
Sometimes it's a little personal question, you know? I'm like, that's kind of a personal question to just be asking people, you know?
She trying to make me seem to be like...
I can't.
Don't say that you're not.
I go back and forth.
Right.
I go back and forth. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy
what's
happening.
Yeah, no.
You see you get shot like that...
it's the fist pump for everyone.
Yo, we got a Kim Jong-un. We got a Vladimir Putin. 4 years.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So like, when he does, if he got elected and he does 4 years, he can't do another 4 years because he's already 84 and 4. But yeah, no. And don't say that I'm trying to make you look like a Trump person. Like, you're talking about Kamala. Okay.
It's because you pronounce a woman's name wrong. Don't mean. I don't even know. See, we don't even know what she would even run on. First off, right? Yeah, because is it official?
No, it's not official.
All right. Well, first I will say this. No, nobody care who Elizabeth Warren nominates. That shit gotta stop.
The people of Massachusetts. I love me some
Ayanna Pressley. No,
Ayanna Pressley.
I love me some Ayanna Pressley. You know, and she's doing it too. So it's kind of like, hey, cool. I get it. Yo, see what I was going to say?
Montel Williams came out and endorsed her.
What the fuck is Montel Williams?
Remember they used to be together, the talk show host?
Montel
Kamala Harris.
Oh, Montel Williams. I love Montel Williams. I got front.
Yep.
He smokes.
Oh. Yeah.
But anyways, scratch that. You know,
Kamala, you need to make it.
But yo, who cares legal what Elizabeth Warren says, yo?
Kamala.
Nah, see, that's why she ain't gonna win. You're saying things like that.
For the whole country.
Texas is definitely gonna separate from the United States. Texas is definitely gonna enact their right to separate from the United States. And people, if you don't understand what I mean by that, just look it up.
Yeah.
Because you know about that? Texas like being like I believe it. Texas is up. So yeah, we out.
Humongous.
We out.
I believe that there's gonna be a lot of people who are against this, but
oh man. Later. See, here we go again. I don't even
sharing is caring, please. Appreciate it.
Cha cha. No, yeah. But for real. Damn. Thanks. Slap. No, but what else?
I'm smoking another
so much
wire paper. I haven't had these on the show for a while. Back at it, y'all.
Yeah.
Old school. Ah, shit. Just burnt myself.
What's this coffee I'm drinking today?
You're drinking some black coffee.
I forgot what it's called. It's all right. We'll figure it out next time.
Some spot.
It's not bad.
Some coffee from some cot. Good. Just black. No coffee. I got this weed at I finally found a dispensary downtown.
What's it called?
It's called I want to say cannabis, but I know it's not cannabis, but that's it's crazy. Like cannabis, something like that. Like it's right downtown on Milk Street. Shout out to them. Seem like they have good prices and stuff. Dispensaries got to be more competitive with their prices.
I think they are.
There are,
I think
but there's some the that stuff. Still be pushing it. Like Netta is kind of expensive. Ascend is a little expensive too. Still,
I don't rock with Ascend like that. I don't rock with Ascend.
Yeah, why?
I hate their whole process. I hate their whole like way you have to go in and purchase. I hate everything about it.
So you just order before like a normal person. I always pre-order. Why so do I just be, walk why do I in be and walk out any dispenser.
But anyways, so hey, I don't care.
Which one's your fave right now in Boston?
Bodega. High profile.
They have a couple of locations now.
Yeah. I like the Dorchester one.
They always have good deals.
Yeah, that's home of the, what, $10, $15, and $20 Ace. Slash, I let their bartender pick this out for me, too. So shout out to their bartender, Dave, over at Bodega.
Shout out. It's so crazy when I talk to some of my family members from out of state, and they're talking about weed. I'm like, oh yeah, just go to the dispensary. You know, they're like, we do not have dispensaries down here. Like my cousins in Georgia and stuff. I'm like, damn, you still gotta get off the streets. Like, I appreciate it, but
that's dangerous.
It's I just can't.
Now you get spoiled though.
You get spoiled, and then I go other places and I just smoke freely. I just light
you
up.
Know what's, you know what's crazy? It blows my mind. It blows my mind how New Hampshire's not recreational yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Of is that the states, only one? North New England?
Maine? Not sure.
Yeah.
But I know for sure New Hampshire's not.
That's wild. It's crazy. That's the one but, that no taxes and stuff and fireworks, you would think.
Guns.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting. But
they're a red state.
There you go again.
It's politics from now till November. I mean.
So you think Republicans don't smoke?
Yeah, they definitely do. But I don't know. I feel like they're trying to get a little more out of more benefit from it from just making it legal just yet. I don't know. They're trying to.
So we got to do our research on that.
That's my thought. That's just my thought. I don't know what they're doing. Why these states aren't legal? Obviously, the southern states there.
A lot of the states conservative that were legal in first states, were red states though.
I don't know about that, but I know that it should be, all I'm saying, it should be legal in the whole United States. Okay. We're united as one.
Never.
I don't know. That's a damn shame.
Nah, it's never. You know that.
That's a damn shame.
But,
damn shame. What else going on this summer?
We got the new set coming, so we're just catching up right now real quick.
Yeah, just a little catch up.
Next time you see the guests, you're going to see a whole new set. It's going to be dope. Renovations.
You put it out there, so.
Renovations.
Hold us to it, please. You know.
Next episode, shit. Tell the truth.
Okay. I'm about it.
What else? What else?
Nothing. Come on, team. I mean,
yeah, it's so much to say. Tell me more about your girl. Yeah, what's she running on?
Yeah.
I love to talk about politics today. I was smoking. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, my girl Kamala.
Yo, so she locked up a lot of people.
Yeah, but and she was when doing California, her job.
When California wanted to release a lot of low crime people. She fought against it on the basis of losing minimum wage workers. I don't know if that's factual. I just read it somewhere.
Wow, see? Talking about we need to look things up before we just state
I do
them.
Know. No. I do know she locked up a lot. I'm saying I don't know about the part about fighting against it. But I know a lot of people that are against her, against what the same thing what her and Biden did was their stance on crime and drugs and all that.
She's and supposed to be in with the war on drugs. Control the border right now as the vice president. I don't know how much she's done with that. I haven't seen
dancing.
Her. That's the thing. I haven't.
Beyonce
that's the only thing about her, though. I have not seen her out and about.
She's always out. She's at any concert.
Yeah, I do see her out and about dancing and stuff. But
I don't know.
I haven't seen her throughout this 4 years. Like really doing much, but then I think of what, Mike Pence? I didn't really see him. Maybe you just the vice president. You don't really see like that.
Does she have children?
I think she has stepchildren.
Oh, from her husband?
Yeah. Yeah. So she'll have a first family and everything if it happens. Wow. First woman president. First woman of color.
Nominee.
I mean, who would have thought it would happen so quickly in life?
I didn't think Biden was going to drop out. That's
it was getting bad. Each interview, it was getting worse. But when he said, I wouldn't have endorsed Vice President Trump if that, I'm like, come on, dude. You just called Kamala Harris.
You know what's bad when they had him call in to endorse instead of being there?
Yeah, because he just got COVID. So,
you believe that?
Yes, I do believe he's freaking sick and elderly. And if that's the excuse they want to use,
I don't believe he got COVID. I believe they had to sit him down for a minute.
He's done.
That endorsement could have been AI. We know technology these days. That might not even been him talking.
Right.
Like, he has never articulated like that in a long time.
Mm, I didn't hear the voice note, but.
That's crazy.
I don't know, but I think that more people need to get into politics, because if it was this hard to find two eligible people to run this country.
I don't think it was. I do think that age limits are getting in the way of things.
I think sometimes we don't realize. No age limits.
We don't realize sometimes, like, there is a 33-year-old out there that could be a great candidate to be the president.
Like, in the regular world,
How old do you have to be? How old do you have to be?
I think you have to be like 65 or
to be the president. No,
45, no. Something. I don't know.
But I mean, like, I know a lot of people was probably seek against. Oh, the person's too young. But you never know. Like, a lot of innovative minds are like some of these young kids. Mm-hmm. And so it's like,
yeah, no, they definitely have to bring some new faces up, and the people, the older people in the Senate need to, in the House, that they all need to just
get some of them out.
Have a seat, go live your freaking lives, y'all.
That's some of the reason why a lot of laws ain't changed.
Exactly, because we're living in the past through these old people who are still in their time. Like,
they're really living that out over my dead body.
No, exactly. So soon they're going to, you know, God forbid, it's going to be a little wave of people passing away. So there are going to be open seats. So it's like, now people need to work on getting into politics, getting into places of power, just moving their ways up. And
remember the old Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi?
No. The guy with the thing on his chin. Older white guy. Damn.
The one that just left?
What was his name?
The one that was getting old too and was stumbling, having the strokes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those guys, you don't hear about him no more. Like,
exactly, because he's old. They took him out. He retired.
He took him out.
They took him out.
Took him out. He's done. Next.
Why can't I think of his name?
But then you get someone like Maxine Waters who's like, yo, I'm older than him.
Black don't crack.
No, that has nothing to do with black people.
Black don't crack. Mine. I know. Mine. Even the mind. And she's still moving and grooving, okay? She's still moving and grooving. If they were talking the way it functionally, and I can understand you and not stumbling over their freaking dentures, fine. But not
stumbling over their dentures.
It was getting bad. It was getting real bad. Like, I think of that's my grandmother being president. Like, no.
Stop saying your grandmother fumbles over her dentures. That's crazy.
Just saying, there gotta be somebody in the middle ground.
There ain't
middle
no
age. That's what I'm saying. Like, doesn't have to be too young. So
you're voting for, if she's nominated, Kamala Harris. But no matter what, you're voting for whoever is nominated on the Democratic side.
Yes.
You wouldn't even not vote?
No, I'm not going to not vote. I don't understand not voting.
No, if you didn't like both candidates, you would not vote.
If you had a choice, challenge yourself and freaking go and vote. Like, not vote. It's your American duty. Would you vote
for like one of the other candidates, like an independent candidate?
I don't think so, because I would have to do research on them and stuff. But
so you know.
My party is the Democratic Party, okay? I'm saying it here. I'm saying it now. Nothing's wrong with that.
Do a round of applause for that. So,
there you go. Thank you. Thank you.
This is it.
I'm just saying. We'll see what happens, but...
You're really trying to make me laugh. And I'm just going to keep my shit to myself. Only because now I like...
All power to you.
I'm like, yo, fuck that.
That's funny. You know, everybody has their... own choice. And
no, they sometimes,
what do you mean? No, they don't. Narrative.
Everybody has their own choice.
Anybody can do whatever the hell they want to do. They can vote, they can not vote. They can, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
paint a narrative.
No, I'm just saying, y'all could do whatever you want to do. Go out and vote, don't vote, vote for this one, vote for that one. But just know that
there's also independent candidates that you can
vote
for. What
happened to the Rock the Votes and the, what was the one that Jay-Z did? The campaign.
Vote or die.
Diddy.
Oh, that's your man Diddy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Start it. Go ahead. Vote or die. Democratic Party.
But those
are also the same people that was on that. Let me check.
We need more campaigns like that. We need more people endorsing. We'll see what happens now.
With who?
With the Democratic Party as a whole.
No, I just think, honestly, the Democratic Party is basically handing, that's all I was saying. I believe they're handing the presidency to Donald Trump in an aspect of trying to get ready for the next 4 years after that.
Handing it to
Because in all honesty, like, they knew a while ago. They knew a while ago. They could have started searching for a candidate two years ago.
They could have, but they were holding out for Biden a little bit. They were giving him they always had this on the back burner.
But they wasn't prepared for this.
Yes, they were prepared for this. What do you mean?
You think...
We've been prepared for this. We've seen him old since he got freaking elected. They've been saying this. Like, what do you mean?
I love how... Yeah, give yourself another round of applause because you were riding or dying for fucking your party right now. We've been prepared for this. Like, listen. We've been prepared for this. All right. So, I get it. So, who is your candidate? Like...
What do you mean, who's my candidate?
Oh, it's Kamala Harris. So, it's official.
It's not official that she's running. I'm not putting it out there. Probably will be by the time you see this episode.
You got till November.
I understand that. But it's not official. She's making her rounds. She's doing everything that she needs to do right now to become official.
And all we can do is hope and pray.
Why is this handing it to him, though? You don't think that people are going to vote for her now?
I'm sorry, yo. I don't. I don't think people are going to vote for her.
I think that people need to wake up and understand what's going to happen if they... don't vote at all. And
do you know how many? And remember, these electoral votes we're talking about.
I know Hillary Clinton won the popular vote last time, but you know.
Oh shit! You just said Hillary Clinton. You just said Hillary again.
I'm just saying. But Donald Trump won the electoral.
You got to name someone that beat him.
Exactly. She didn't beat him. So
like.
All I'm saying is I'm glad that
you think
President Biden stepped down. He's still president currently.
And half of your coworkers are walking in there like, think I'm voting. Yeah, I don't want to say this, but you think.
So your team Trump, just say
no,
it.
I'm not.
Your team,
I'm this, not
he's
going,
team
hey,
Trump.
You don't know
it sounded like it, y'all.
I'm waiting for the independent nominees.
Okay.
There's always independence.
Okay, when's that gonna happen? That's gonna happen like within the next week or so.
I've been a John Kerry.
John Kerry.
Yo, what's John Kerry when you need him? Yeah, he always missed his chance. He's probably gonna be like, damn, kicking his ass.
Kennedy. It was a Kennedy when you need him.
Yo. Yeah. Who? Kennedy? The brain worm?
Just anybody in the family.
Yeah, he had
family,
a brain worm.
Kennedy.
You know that? I didn't know that.
A brain worm?
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy?
That was the one that got killed?
That one, but just the Kennedy family. There's a few people.
Hold on. Wait. Robert Kennedy's the one that's running now, right? They be running for stuff? I don't know. The Democrats wouldn't use him, though, but he had a brain worm. So. Yo. Okay, he did, know. Though. Good that shit eats the BCU up. Like, yo, you go.
Good to know.
What? Yo, how did he get to his... Yeah, that's crazy. But no.
We'll see what happens with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, they handed it to him, and he knows it. And then come on, yo. It's like folklore, yo. He got shot in the ear.
Was that on purpose? Did that purposely happen? Was that set up?
They killed the kid.
I'm just saying. Was that
so we'll never know.
I'm just saying. Somebody had to get sacrificed? I don't know. He's like, just stand there. It'll just be a little flush room real quick. I don't know.
Yo, you know what's crazy about that? They show like videos and diagrams and make it say how he turned his head perfectly in time.
Now. Yo. Do it now. In his ear.
listen, it's diabolical. But the Band-Aid's ill. Like it looks like white duct tape.
You don't need that big ass Band-Aid.
Yeah, what do you mean? It's like a chunk of his shit out. He looks like a UFC fighter now. It's like he met Tyson. But the sad thing is, you know, that's why you can't have shit like that. Two people lost their lives?
Yeah, no.
Two people lost their lives innocently. Mm-hmm. And on things. That's how you know it ain't fake, yo. Like, you can't make that up. But it's just weird how, like, you can get that many shots off at him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some people would say,
well, God damn it.
9/11.
That fist pump, yo. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. That fist pump let me know. I said, shit. I said,
this motherfucker won.
I said, he won.
That's what's getting everybody.
I said, he won.
Getting up with the fist pump. All American. This is America.
You got to put that old Hulk Hogan song behind it.
And then Hulk Hogan up there endorsing him, like ripping off his shirt.
He did what?
Hulk Hogan. You know,
no, he didn't.
I'm saying you Trump for president.
They had to pay him a lot.
This is the Hulk. And I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's the same one they said 50 cents was that, right?
I don't know, but Amber Rose, too, endorsed Donald Trump.
Who the fuck is Amber Rose? Who cares about that? She got a whole tattoo on her forehead. She's super stupid. Like, nobody cares about what Amber Rose got to say, yo. And no young lady should follow in Amber Rose's footsteps.
Show her at the RNC.
She had, like, yo, listen, where's the hoe walk? What's that shit called? The hoe walk?
I'm a
hoe.
Slut walk, yeah.
My fault. Slut walk. Yeah. Right? Come on. She tattooed on her. What's she tattooed on her forehead?
Her kids' names. You're like, oh, okay.
That shit don't say her kid's name.
Yes, sir.
What's that shit say?
It says her kid's name. I don't know what they are, but Sebastian and something else.
That shit's crazy.
But yeah, no, she endorsed him. There's some. Maybe there'll be more.
Forehead.
Celebrities now. She's now that they're stupid. Saying Kamala is the possible running. Person.
We said that 20 times. We're going to say Amber Rose's forehead.
Everybody's sending donations. Her funds are rising rapidly. So.
That shit says Bash and Mash. Are they like nicknames for her kids?
Bash and Mash, probably.
I think that's what it says.
Yeah. That's what it is. What's that she has? Let her live her life.
No. I know. But I'm just saying, obviously, at that point, don't nobody give a fuck about who you endorse for president. It's like, you.
They invited her to talk.
They ain't invited her to talk at PTA. I'm kidding. Not because of a tattoo. It's just, you know what? Let's stop. Are you serious? She's a Trump person. That's cool, but she got probably paid too. Like, he's getting the wrong endorsements from somebody. Like, who's the rappers that he had?
Oh, yeah, who's the rappers?
You know what I'm saying? He had two rappers up there, right? Same thing. Like, Kodak Black. I understand why Kodak does it. See you later. That's your motto. I understand why Kodak does it. He got him out of jail. Cool. Fuck it. He's like, hey. But everybody else, they're getting a check. It's the same thing they used to do. The Democratic Party used to do with, what you think fucking Jay-Z and them were doing? You think that shit was for free?
No, I mean, I get it.
You think Diddy was doing that for free? Vote or die, running around, skipping everywhere?
No. I get it, but they need to bring it back. That's what I'm saying.
You can't bring that back.
Bring it back.
Who was running then?
That was Obama, right? I think. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. The Obama era, the last 8 years straight. Whoop. Never again. We'll see.
You think Oprah Winfrey should win?
No, I don't think any more freaking celebrities should.
Nah, run that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For Senate. Like, people who have been doing this their whole lives and like dedicated to it and passionate about it should really be doing it. And I don't understand why they're not stepping up to the plate.
I don't think anybody wants that job.
Of the president of the United States or like the senator or the. Yeah, but
it's like some people have a vision of they're eating steak and lobster every night, fried shrimp, all that shit. It's not like that.
I don't think it's like that either. It's definitely stressful. They're
traveling around the world speaking.
It is
getting told what to say. That's told like what policies to sign. Like
the highest.
Giving suggestions and shit.
You're running the whole country.
That's the only difference I will say with like presidents like Trump, they push the envelope like, yeah, I'm gonna do it my way. I know you guys are saying this, but I'm gonna do it. This is my way.
Yeah.
And that's what the people really want, not for nothing. Not saying they want Trump. They want the president's gonna do it the right way and do it their way and stop just listening to what these people are saying. Like all that drain the swamp shit and all that shit in a way is really true, yo. And that's like you're saying, like the age thing and all that.
No,
you
got to
get rid of
that
shit. You got to do that shit over.
I get definitely new ideas.
And you can fill it up with a lot of young politicians from around the United States that are actually like, shit, what's the word for it? Fucking qualified for the job in the position. And they're sitting there working in state or city, local levels.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's why you gotta be happy about the Ayanna Presleys and them. Mm-hmm. Not Elizabeth Warren, but Ayanna Presley. I know Elizabeth Warren's your lady. Yeah, this is what any lady.
Massachusetts. Gee, jeez.
That's not how it goes, though.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? People around the world are hoping that we're putting the right people up there. Like, we're hoping around they're putting the right people up.
I guess.
You know what I mean? It's like the Hunger Games, yo. Me send you Ayanna Presley. Yo.
Presley.
I had a bad joke. Like, she went up there and said, let me stop. I'll tell you later. It's funny, though.
Don't tell me. I don't even know.
But, like,
I don't know.
This is it, episode 24, Coffee, Bloods, and Donuts. We got a lot of things coming. Next time you see us, you're going to see us with some cool-ass guests. I ain't going to say the name. We have a hip-hop legend coming in. Shit. What else? We got a lot of good things, D. I don't want to say it because
I don't want to say. But you got to stay tuned.
That's yes, like, is. Subscribe, follow. It's all free to do. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. See you next time. See you next time. Smoke at you again. Let's go. Roll it, light it.